Despite attempts by Republicans in Washington, D.C. to stop Obamacare, the new health insurance provisions are set to roll out next Tuesday. In New Jersey, healthcare advocates are gearing up to offer insurance to more than 1 million people in the state who currently go without. Those who sign up by mid-December will see their coverage start by January 1st. New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford took a close look at how New Jersey is getting ready with scant money to inform the public of the big changes.
In New York, there's a slick ad campaign bombarding the airwaves, instructing the uninsured how to access Obamacare.
Everyone deserves affordable health insurance. To find out how you or your business can get it, go to New York State of Health, the official health plan marketplace.
But in New Jersey, outreach is happening in a much less coordinated way. Tatiana Castrillion of the advocacy group Enroll America stands at a card table on West New York's busy Bergen Line Avenue, explaining Obamacare to anyone willing to stop and talk. She was invited to this patch of sidewalk in front of United Pharmacy after she discussed the group's mission on Facebook, and the pharmacist, a friend of a friend, replied.
There aren't a lot of funds invested in educating the community. Some states are spending up to $100 per person. New Jersey's spending about $3.
That's because Governor Chris Christie, like many Republican governors, opted not to run their own state's insurance exchanges. States that relinquished the insurance sign-up role to the federal government received fewer dollars for public outreach. New Jersey received $2 million compared to the $27 million given to New York. Castrillion says that's making it harder to get people enrolled.
Most people that are actually eligible for health care coverage, or even in New Jersey for the Medicaid expansion, don't know it.
Castrillion meets 56-year-old Alba Calderon.
At this moment, I have insurance. I have Medicaid. I asked her just for my husband, because he don't have the insurance now.
That's a fairly typical situation at United Pharmacy, where owner Omar McBell says about 40% of his customers do not have health insurance.
Sometimes they do qualify for health benefits from their employer, but the premiums are so expensive that they opt out of it because they just can't afford the coverage. So they'll pay out of pocket and just hope that they don't get sick.
Even though New Jersey lost out on promotion funding from the federal government, there is another pot of money that Governor Christie could tap. Maura Collins-Grew of New Jersey Citizen Action says the state got a grant from the feds to study whether to run the health exchange, and only a fraction of it was used.
The governor does have an option to use $7.6 million in state planning grant funds. He just needs to develop a plan. We'd be happy to help him do that.
Collins-Grew and others say outreach is vital to get enough people to sign up to make it affordable. But Joel Cantor, director of Rutgers University's Center for State Health Policy, explains how numbers alone are not enough.
If enrollment is disproportionately older and sicker, in other words, likely to have higher expenses, that will drive premiums up.
Cantor says the extended sign-up period from October to March could help raise the number of participants. And that's crucial to the success of Obamacare. Because if large numbers of people sign up, that will spread the risk for insurers and lower the cost of health insurance for everyone who opts in. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.
We've been asking you what questions you have about the Affordable Care Act and the new health insurance exchanges. On Facebook, Kate says, the information available is so contradictory and opaque, I can't make sense of it. Frankly, I've given up. And Dara writes, I need the idiot's guide. New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford joins me now to answer some of your questions and discuss what consumers need to know. So, Terry, give us the 30-second idiot's guide. What do uninsured people need to know to get themselves health insurance by January 1st?
Most people without health insurance will need to purchase it through an enrollment marketplace, and that's a fancy term for website, beginning next Tuesday, October 1st. And that website is www.healthcare.gov. It will lead you to the plans for whatever state you're in. You plug in your income. It gives you a range of options, and based on your income and family size, it gives you a readout of what you're looking for.
What will it cost?
Well, rates have been published in New York, but not in New Jersey, though we'll know them pretty soon. Estimates in New Jersey range from just under $100 to more than $400 a month. Now, this depends on size of family and income level. New York is a little bit higher. It's going from, I think, the $200 to over $500 a month range.
And if you need help filling out those forms, are there volunteers or any telephone number you can call, toll-free number you can call to help you fill out the forms correctly?
Right. For most people, this is going to be just going to the website, those people with internet access. But those that don't, there's going to be a lot of helpers meeting at public events. There's going to be a lot of volunteers out there, what the government likes to call navigators. But there's also a toll-free line.
I love that term, navigators. It gives me a sense of how daunting this might be, that I might need a navigator. Will the sign-up process be different between New Jersey and New York?
No, not so much. New York has their enrollment process being handled by the state. New Jersey opted to have the feds run it. But they're both directing everyone to go through that healthcare.gov website.
There are penalties for not doing this, right? If you're uninsured, the whole point is to get as many people into the insurance pool as possible, helping to keep costs down. That's what the big Supreme Court case was about, right? There will be penalties if you don't sign up. That's what the Supreme Court case was about, correct?
Right. The penalties are very mild, especially in the first year. In 2014, if you don't have insurance, you'll pay a 1% tax penalty. And within 3 years, that will ratchet up to 2.5%. So say you're making $30,000, you'll pay $300 the first year in penalty and up to $750 for the third year.
So far in your reporting, have you gotten a sense of what problems may come up once enrollment begins on October 1st?
There will probably be a lot of traffic on that healthcare.gov website. That is fairly certain. And whether it's robust enough to handle it or not, that we're all waiting to see. The system will be tested, and everyone predicts that at least at the start, there may be some bugs to work out. But that's why there's an extended enrollment period. You have until March, but if you sign up by December 15th, you'll have coverage beginning January 1.
New Jersey Public Radio's Terry Langford answering some of your questions about the Affordable Care Act. Open enrollment begins on October 1st. Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you, Amy.